Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Tell us about the training that is required to swim 53 hours for 111 miles. This is an example. Like, what is that? What's like your daily habit?
Yeah, well, I think it's like anything in life. You know, if you wind up graduating from high school, the day that you walk across that stage to get your diploma represents all you put into it to try to get there. If you decided young in life that you want to be a good student, you want to make something of yourself, and school is a focus, isn't it? Right? You know, you're not going to get far without learning. And I think Chris just said something really important, and that is who you associate with. Chris also said a minute ago that there are 7 billion people on the planet. It's hard to relate to. It's almost like talking about how many billions of stars there are in the universe. 7 billion people, well, how does that affect us? We're just 40 people in a room here tonight, and there are just so many people on this street in this mission. But the truth is, you have choices. So you come across people who don't care much. They don't care what they make of their lives. They're not polite to other people. They don't dream of doing important and positive things. Walk away. Just say, there are 7 billion people. I don't like this one. I'm going to find somebody who's thinking good thoughts and being positive. Am I right? And as soon as you start making people around you that circle who think positive like you do, you're going to go up and up and up, because it's not just you. You all want to do it together. And in my training, I couldn't do it by myself. Bonnie, for all the hours, 12 hours one day, I'm not in shape yet. That night, Bonnie can tell you, I would lie on the bathroom floor in the fetal position, so exhausted, vomiting, and too tired to get up and get on over to the bed. The next day, because we said we needed it, you put in the time, you do 13 hours. The next day, you do 14 hours. And after a year, the body and the mind has come strong enough to give this a try. But you know what I remember now? It's been 2 years and 8 months since that swim, the successful swim. I don't so much remember the moment on the beach. I remember all the training, because that's what made the success of the swim happen. It's what you put in every day. Then one day you're walking across your high school stage and getting your diploma. But it's because tonight you studied, and tomorrow you did your coursework, and you were polite to your teachers, and you were curious. And then you get that diploma, and then you're going to be going to college. You kids are going to be going to college. You are. Believe it.
New York, Manhattan, was that one of your first big swims about 40 years ago?
It was. I was already a marathon swimmer. You know, the word marathon means long distance, right? Like often people say, life is a marathon. You guys are young. I'm 66 years old right now, so I'm closer to the end than the beginning. You guys are closer to the beginning and the end, but it's a marathon. It's a long stretch, and what you're doing at your ages is going to set the tone for what happens later. New York is the most exciting city in the world, and that comes from speaking for two people who spent a lot of time there. Christopher grew up there. I've spent 30 years in Manhattan. And I had already been a marathon swimmer. I had swum across Lake Ontario and some other places, the Bay of Naples in Italy. The Earth, if we were to look at the Earth, you know, they call it a blue jewel of a planet. When astronauts go to outer space and they look back, they don't see a green planet or a gray planet or a white planet. They see a blue planet. And it's because it's an ocean. 4/5, almost all of our planet is ocean. And to me, it was a magic, it was awe. I'm not a religious person, but I could feel whatever anybody else's interpretation of God is out in that blue jewel of an ocean that I got to swim across. And Manhattan was the first. I had swum many swims, but I came back after the summer of doing the swims, and a friend of mine said, why are you going to Italy and Argentina and Canada? This is the most famous island in the world, Manhattan Island, New York City. Why don't you swim around that? And I said, yeah, why not?
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.